Hej och välkommen till Prestationspodden. Jag heter Caroline Norbeli och jag driver den här podden för att sprida kunskap om stress. Och ta reda på hur kan man leva och må bra helt enkelt. Just nu sitter jag i en bil i Åre. Jag är på semester och det är så härligt att komma hemifrån. Ni som jobbar hemifrån vet ju hur det är. Man kopplar inte riktigt av och det är underbart att vara här uppe i bergen. Men cykling är ju min mans grej och han har brutit armen när han cyklar själv. Så jag får liksom låtsas att det här är min grej och cykla runt med barnen, lite nervös över hur de ska klara sig, men mest hur jag ska klara mig själv. Och det jag märker är att jag verkligen är uppe i huvudet. Alltså det har varit så mycket. Jag har fått väl in väldigt mycket nya kunder och jag har haft otroligt många poddar att spela in och så plus värmen. Och jag tror att ni kanske kan känna igen er i det, att det är extra mycket med den här värmen. Alltså, jag har tappat lite. Jag mediterar ju varje dag, men jag har inte mediterat tillräckligt att komma ner i kroppen. Så jag tänkte att jag inte vill vara så där mycket uppe i mitt huvud. För det märker jag nu när jag är ute och cyklar, att jag blir typ rädd för bara åka ner för en liten kulle. Att rädsla är ju när man är uppe i huvudet och inte ner i kroppen. Så jag tänker att jag ska om någon dag lägga ut på mitt Instagram, Caroline Norbeli Coaching, att jag börjar med meditera varje dag och att vi kan peppa varandra på DM. Eller jag peppar er helt enkelt och ni mig. Så vi får se när jag hinner med det eller när jag kan få till det och när min familj tillåter helt enkelt. Det är otroligt intressant det där med att man kan bara vara i sin uppe i huvudet. Att så mycket av stressen handlar ju om det. Att man är så mycket i huvudet att man blir rädd för saker som man inte brukar. Jag kände det lite grann idag när jag cyklade. Det var bara så här, men gud, varför är jag rädd för det här? Men det är också lite så att det här är Martins grej. Jag älskar ju att vara på en klipp och spela tennis och vi är helt olika. Jag är ju egentligen höjdrädd, så jag blir ju hela tiden utmanad och men det är som att vara gift med honom är liksom, jag är tvungen att tuffa till mig för att om vi ska göra såna här saker ihop. Och ja, jag utmanas helt enkelt och det är ju inte dumt det. Om ni hör att det regnar så är det så att det smattrar lite mot rutorna. Jag hoppas att inte det kommer störa. Jag tänker att jag hoppas att ni är på semester nu jag pratar lite för mig själv att jag tycker att den här pandemin, att det har varit jättemycket och det är lätt att bara trycka undan det, att allting ska vara som vanligt nu och så. Och jag tänker att det är jätteviktigt att fortfarande ge det rum. Att ge hela vad som har varit under våren, stressen som har varit kring pandemin och stressen i livet överhuvudtaget. Att se till att under sommaren få göra det man verkligen vill själv. Ja, inte som jag då var uppe och cykla. Men jag ska se till att jag får göra precis det jag vill. Och få det utrymmet. Och få det andrummet som man behöver. Att vara lite ego på semestern. Jag tror att vi många som lever i familjer där man bara följer med vad som ska vara. Utan börja tänka själva. Vad är det som ni verkligen tycker det är härligt och hittar ni vad ni verkligen tycker är härligt, så börjar precis som Lotta Kärsjö i ett avsnitt här marinera er i det och alltså vad är det, och är det så att ni är behov av jättemycket återhämtning men alla andra runt omkring vill att det ska vara på ett annat sätt, säg ifrån, ni behöver tid, ni behöver återhämta er för inför hösten. Så det ska jag verkligen göra själv nu. Jag känner att jag har ett stort behov av att bara få vara helt själv. Just nu har jag ju stängt min coaching eftersom jag är på semester. Men jag öppnar upp den i mitten av augusti. Men är du intresserad av att skapa förändring? Jobba med dina rädslor, med dina hinder, hitta riktning i livet, minska stress, ta reda på hur du önskar leva, vem du är, jobba med blockeringar, prestationskrav, inövande mönster, gränser, tankar och stresshantering, så tycker jag att du ska höra av dig till mig och gå in på carolinnorbeli.com och lämna en intresseanmälan, så hör jag av mig. Och första mötet med mig är helt gratis, 30 minuter, där du kan ta reda på om jag är rätt för dig och berätta vad det är du vill utveckla eller vad det är du vill förändra.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I det här avsnittet så utmanar jag mig själv med att jag pratar engelska. Jag har inte lyssnat till det själv än, men jag hoppas verkligen att min engelska håller. Jag intervjuar Dr. Tejal för att hon arbetar med Ayurveda. Och som jag sa i början, jag vill ta reda på hur kan man leva i det här världen och må bra. Och att leva efter Ayurvedan är ju ett sätt. Så lyssna till Dr. Tejal. Hi and welcome to Prestationspodden, Tejal. Yeah,
thank you.
Tell our listeners, who are you?
Hi everyone, I'm Tejal. I'm Ayurvedic doctor, so that means I have studied Ayurveda in the university in India, which is a 5.5 years university education, where we study Ayurveda as well as we study Western medicine. So yes, I studied Ayurveda in the university, and then I have done post graduation in Panchakarma. Panchakarma is like detoxifying and rejuvenating treatments. So people know maybe Shirodhara and massage and all those detoxifying treatments also included in the Panchakarma. So I have done post graduation in that. So it's total 7 years of education in the Ayurveda and Panchakarma in India. Yes, it's a long.
What made you come to Sweden?
It's my husband, he is in IT. So that is the reason we are here in Sweden. Before that, we were in USA for many years. So I've been out of India for maybe 15 years now. So it's been 11 years long. In Stockholm. So I've been practicing Ayurveda since then.
Do you go to India often?
Once in a year in winter time. But because of Corona, it's been 2 years now. I've been, let's hope so that this winter, December, I can travel to India.
Yeah, it looks like that for now anyway.
Correct.
What's the main difference between India and Sweden?
Oh, there are so many differences. I think people, we have so many people, and it's also warm because I'm from Bombay. So it's warm all the time. We don't have winter time. It's little bit cooler and little bit pleasant, what we can say, in December and January. Other than that, it's always warm. So that is the main
difference,
I think.
Do you like the winters here?
I'm used to now. Before moving to Stockholm, I was in Ohio, Cleveland, so it was also cold. So that was my first experience of cold winter in Cleveland. And then it was okay. But now because of, I don't know if it is global warming or what, it has been warmer. Winters are also not that harsh now. So I'm used to it now.
What do you think is the difference between Swedes and people from India?
Oh, it's difficult to say now. But I think all people have this ability to connect with nature. And that is what I learned from Sweden or Swedish people also, that they love nature. Going out in the nature, and we have so beautiful weather here, and nature is so abundant. So it's really, really, really good that people love to go out in the nature and connect to nature and be outside, especially in now summer. It's like wonderful. So I don't see the difference because people are pretty much same everywhere. And especially now when you learn Ayurveda and yoga, you look differently for, like, each person is different, and you try to connect with their soul and not what they show as characteristics.
Here in Sweden, we have a lot of problem with stress and burnouts. What do you think it is?
Yes. Like, yeah, that? I do. I see also a lot of many clients who have this stress and burnout, but it's not only Sweden. I see that everywhere, and especially now, last 2 years, it's from Corona, which has started, pandemic has started, the stress and burnouts and also depression has been, like, many people are going through that, we can say. But also we look, in Ayurveda, we look stress and burnout a little bit differently. It's like when we cannot connect to yourself, connect to ourself, I think that is the start of our stress.
Exactly. I had this question for you.
Correct. And also in Ayurveda, we call it as a chinta for stress. So that is the word in Sanskrit, chinta, which means worry, fear of unknown. Fear of future, or when we can't see, okay, what is going to happen, we stress out. And also, right now, we have this physical and mental multitasking thing, which we feel that we must do the multitasking. And it can be overwhelming, difficult, demanding sometimes. The multitasking.
I agree with you that I mean, we live lives and we lose connection with ourselves, and when we lose connection, we are able to burn out because you don't listen to yourself and you acknowledge all what the body wants to say to you.
Absolutely. It is very, very important, I feel, that just give that time to yourself to listen to your body. Because body is very intelligent. We are not intelligent to listen to what body is saying to you. Many times body gives you signal, okay, don't eat this, don't do this. Or just sit, breathe. It's important to listen what your body is saying to you. You have to open and go inward and listen to yourself. We go through the stress all the time. Like when I'm coming for your session, for example, I'm a little bit stressed, but that is a good stress. You know, when it starts and it ends, when we start the session. That's a good stress. So stress is also good and bad.
Exactly.
So finding that difference, maybe it's very important.
Exactly. What made you interested in Ayurveda?
Oh, it's been like Ayurveda is always part of my life because, you know, in India or Indian households, many, I can say, not every Indian household, but many Indian households have Ayurvedic practices like daily routine or the Ayurvedic food. Indian food is not Ayurvedic. You cannot say that Indian food is Ayurvedic. Ayurvedic food is completely different, which has Ayurvedic principles. So many households, many kitchens in India practice Ayurvedic practices, like things according to seasons or diet according to seasons. So I had this in my house, or my grandparents have like Ayurvedic background also. So they used to practice Ayurveda. They used to practice yoga, daily routine. So that was there always with me. But the point is, like, when my grandmother diagnosed with cancer, and that time we went for Ayurvedic doctor for consultation, and that time he just checked her pulse and then mentioned all the symptoms. So that was a little bit fascinating for me as a young girl to see that, okay, you can see that just with the pulse. And we have not said anything what she's going through and all those things, but he mentioned all the symptoms with just the pulse reading. That was something fascinating. And then that, I think it's back of my mind somewhere there. Okay, I need to study Ayurveda.
It is fascinating. Yes. What is Ayurveda?
Oh, you see, nowadays there are so many websites and so many books write about Ayurveda. So basically it's kunskapamlivet, if you say it in Swedish. So it is learning or understanding about life is Ayurveda. So everything what happens with our life from the beginning till the end, we go through so many phases of life. Everything is mentioned in Ayurveda. So it's also connecting with the nature, because Ayurveda is nature science. So when you connect with the nature, you understand Ayurveda more. So I always say that I have studied Ayurveda in the university, but actual Ayurvedic study starts after that, when you start seeing the pulse and looking at the clients. With that time, you understand Ayurveda more. Or when you go through the life changes as a human being, as yourself, you understand Ayurveda more. So Ayurveda is profound. It's nature science. It's connecting to yourself, connecting to the nature.
Why is it based on different sort of personalities?
So, absolutely. In Ayurveda, we have this body-mind type. Because you are born with one body-mind type, and you are always like that. You will not change that. So in Ayurveda, we have Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. These are three energies, or what we call as dosha in Ayurveda. So this Vata, Pitta, Kapha are determined from five elements of the nature. So if you try to take it in the Swedish, which is Rimd, Luft, Eld, Vatan, Yurd. So it is a combination of these five elements that will have in the energies or the doshas. So every human being have this Vata, Pitta, Kapha, but the percentage is different in each individual. That will determine your body type. Depending on the percentage of Vata, Pitta, Kapha, you will have your body type, and it will always be with you. It determined at the time of conception. And then it is not genetic. So it will not be like, if your mom or dad have Vata body type, then you will be Vata body type. No, it will not be like that. There are so many factors that will determine your body type. So there are simple tests, test on the internet or also on the my website, which you can go through and understand what is your body type.
When people with burnout come to you, how can they heal themselves with Ayurveda? Mm.
Good question. So first, I think I will just explain a little bit about Vata Pitta Kapha in short, and then we can go to the burnout. Mm. Yeah.
Thank you.
So Vata is wind, or if you take it in Swedish, it's luft. So Vata mm-hmm. is a combination of Vrind and Luft. So Vata individuals will be creative, always active, mobile. They are thin and slim, always moving, cannot sit at one place. Always thinking also so many things at the same time. Mm-hmm. So Vata individuals have this wind characteristics in their body and mind. So that is the reason they are easy to get stress, because they are not, they don't have this grounding quality. They are always up in the air, always moving. So when you do not have the grounding quality, then it's easy to get stressed. So then we have the Pitta individuals, which are like very intense. They are very sharp. They are leaders, organized people. They want everything exact the way they want. It's like my way or there is no other way. They are always hungry for food, always hungry for new challenges. They are not happy to do the same type of job for many years because they want something challenging. They are always active in sports and exercise. So they also, when they are exercising, they are want extreme. They have this tendency to do something always extreme. So Pitta type are easy to have this burnout. As the burnout words also says burn, that means there is a fire, and Pitta is fire. So Pitta individuals have tendency, or they have this, they can be burnout easily if they cannot see, or if they under, if they don't understand what is going through, what is going in their mind. So Pitta individuals are, when it becomes too much of Pitta, they can be angry, irritable, easily. Or on the body, they feel hypertension or utslag, body rash, or something coming up, surupsatning, or indigestion, diarrhea, those type of imbalances, yes. And then we have a Kapha. Kapha is more grounding. Kapha is earth and water. So they are more heavier, chubbier. They are more stable, slow moving. Slow walking, everything is slow. Vatas are like super fast, Pittas are like medium, and Kaphas are like slow. They will complete what they have started, but they will take their time to complete it. So if Kaphas become imbalanced in Kapha, so we have this Vata Pitta Kapha as a body type, and people who have body type as Vata can also be imbalanced in Kapha. So that is the difference between body type and imbalances. Maybe I can talk a little bit later about that. So it can, it should not be confusing. So when we are talking about Kapha, Kaphas are stable, slow, heavy, chubby. So they are less stress. They will not be easily stressed, what we can say, because they have this grounding quality in them. But under pressure, under stress, they have this tendency of maybe they love food, so they will eat. They will not move a lot, so they will be like gain weight. They don't want to talk to with anyone. They will go inward. So more like a depression. So that is what we have as a Vata, Pitta and Kapha.
And do you recommend them to eat differently or who?
Yes. So now we understood about Vata, Pitta, Kapha. If we are talking about stress in general, stress is Vata imbalance or Vata increase. Because stress is connected with our nervous system. Okay, so that is where we have this Vata imbalance. Imbalance is something which is increased in the body. So Vata is cold, dry. So understanding the qualities will help to understand what type of food you should eat. So when you are stressed, it is always, you have this, if you notice, when someone is stressed, they feel heart palpitation or dryness in the mouth as well. So that means they need food which is opposite of those qualities. So what Ayurveda says is opposite is medicines, and the same qualities will increase the problem. So if you're stressed, that means there is a lot of dryness, coldness, roughness in the body. So you don't need food which also have the same qualities. So you need food which has more moisture, more heaviness, more grounding.
What kind of food can that be?
So that can be like food which is grown under the ground, like sweet potatoes, pumpkin, carrots, beetroots. So that will create more grounding. So it's simple. Understanding the elements will help to understand what type of food I need if I need to bring grounding quality in myself. So going close to the ground, close to the which is underground or close to the ground vegetables, which has a heaviness, and also good fat. So fat is also good and bad. So good fat is something like coconut oil, extra virgin olive oil, or in Ayurveda we have ghee, if you have heard about it. It's a clarified butter.
Yes.
So adding ghee in the diet, or adding coconut milk, coconut oil. So more food which has moisture or gravy, grita. Not the food which is more dry, or salads, which are very drying, which are cold. So that will create a lot of dryness and more airy quality in you. When you're stressed, we want grounding, little bit heavier. So that type of food you should have in your diet. And also very, very, very important is having a good routine.
Having routine, a good routine?
Yes, daily routine. Okay. For example, when we are talking about food, stressed, when you are stressed, you have this tendency of skipping your meal. You feel like, oh, I'm stressed, I don't want to eat, maybe I have to do so many things, I will do that, all those things, and then I will eat. No, but very important when you are stressed, or in general when you want to balance your Vata, it's important to eat at specific time every day. So following the circadian rhythm, or following the sun cycle.
I can agree with that when you sort of eat later on in the day, because the lunch, you work through lunchtime, you feel a little bit imbalanced.
Absolutely. And you can notice when you have so many things to do, you feel, okay, I'm not going to prioritize and give my time for lunch. Instead, I will focus on my work, and lunch can be a little bit later. That means you are not listening to your body. Body is hungry at 12 when sun is up high in the sky. So that is the time you should eat your lunch. Not at 2, 3. That is fika time for us. Not lunch time. So eating at regular time, not skipping your meal, you should not skip your meal. You should eat your breakfast, lunch, and dinner at specific time every day.
Mm. I think many people who work at home now, when you don't go out and eat with others, yes, sit with their phones. Oh.
So that is also not so good idea when you have this stress or vata imbalance. So vata is connected with our nervous system. Nervous system is totally vata. So if you are looking at your phone or even laptop or any other things which is going to distract your mind, is not good for vata, because there is so much movement. See, vata is movement, rural say. It's wind, luft. So if you are going to do that activity, same quality is going to increase the problem. Because when you look at phone, there is so many distractions, so many movements. So that is not good. Even when you notice, if you have vata imbalance, if you have a laptop, you will see so many windows have, you will see so many tabs open. That is also a sign, okay, I think my vata is imbalanced because I'm jumping from one to another. I should relax, I should breathe and focus on what I'm doing. So if you are eating food, you should focus on what you are eating, not on your mobile and laptop.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
As we said earlier on, when you burn out or you're very stressed, you're not connected with yourself.
Yes.
Have you any recommendation how to connect more to yourself?
Yeah. So there are really simple steps what we can do in our everyday, like taking a time for your, just observe your breathing. Just close your eyes. And very important, when you're observing your breath, close your eyes. Because when your eyes are open, you are distracting, you are looking at things. And that time is very important. You should focus on your breathing. You should focus inward. So taking that time for yourself, and maybe in the morning when you start your day, just sit down, just relax and breathe in, breathe out, observe your breath, and try to breathe through your belly to the stomach. Because when you're stressed, you breathe only the upper part of the lungs. That is also very important, to breathe in to the stomach. And very, very easy is to keep your hand on the stomach. And when you breathe in, inhale, that time it's like your balloon is blowing. Like, blow your balloon till the stomach and then breathe out slowly, exhale slowly. So breathing and meditation, so there are many techniques like breathing exercises. If you are new to Ayurveda or yoga, you can just start with just deep breathing, as I explained, till the stomach and breathe out. Then you can learn breathing techniques, simple breathing techniques. There are many YouTube videos, or you can also follow. There are many things on my website also where you just breathe in. There are alternate nostril breathing or other breathing techniques which you can have in your daily routine. As I said, daily routine is very important. So have that breathing exercises and meditation. Meditation doesn't have to be like 1 hour. As I say, always start with the small step. Just sit for 2 minutes, 3 minutes in the morning and 2-3 minutes in the evening. just to start with. Start there, and then if you feel that, okay, I can do that 2 minutes, 3 minutes, then increase that time. Focus on yourself, what you want, how you feel today. How is your digestion? Because that is also very important. There are many things. But start with smaller things like breathing exercises. Focus on your breathing. And when you start understanding yourself, if I'm hungry, if my digestion is good, how do I feel today? Do I feel relaxed? Relaxation is very important. Do you know when you're stressed, you release the cortisol hormone? And it's very important to relax after that. And when you are relaxing, don't watch something. People have this different ideas of relaxation, that they will watch Netflix or they will distract their mind rather than relaxation. When you want to relax, just focus and maybe take a walk in the nature. That is also a good tip, that weather is so nice right now. Just go out in the nature where there are trees and water. So that is again grounding. When you are stressed, you are up in the air. So we want to connect with earth, ground. So going in the outside in the nature, walking barefoot on the grass. You connect. Also, that will create more relaxation to your eyes, because feet and eyes are connected. So that is one thing. Also, focus on going to bed at 10 in the night, because sleep is also very important for stress. If you good sleep will create relaxation in the body and reduce the stress. So going to bed, sleeping at 10, 10:30, that is what we call as a kapha time, is very important. So people have this tendency nowadays that they will watch something and sleep around 12, 1 o'clock, whatever. And they feel that if I'm sleeping till 8 or 9 in the morning, I'm getting my 7 hours of sleep. So that is good. No. You're going to bed at night at good time is very important. For if you're stressed, if you have vata imbalance.
For people with sleeping problems, is that often vata?
Yes, that is vata imbalance or vata increase. So I always suggest that having a good evening routine will also help you to sleep nicely at night. So if you just go and go to bed at 10, that will not happen. So you will not feel that I'm sleepy, I cannot sleep, because you just go directly from your work or whatever you are doing to the bed, and your mind is still onto something you were doing earlier. So giving that time for your body and mind to relax. So maybe taking a time for yourself to do the meditation, or doing some feet massage, very, very good and relaxing. You can use coconut oil, you can use any foot cream. If you are new, you don't have to just start with the oil. Start with any foot cream and just give yourself a foot massage. That will help to relax. Then we also have a golden milk in Ayurveda, where we use gurkmeya, turmeric, and also other spices like cardamom or nutmeg, muskat, also will help to sleep better. So this way, if you have an evening routine, this will help to sleep better at night. So you are preparing your body and mind to sleep. It's just not, it's not like a button. You just switch off and then you go to bed and sleep. No, this will not happen. You have to prepare yourself.
I agree. What kind of, you were talking about that now, what kind of herbs is common in Ayurveda?
So we have so many herbs as well. So before starting any herb, I think it's very important to understand what is your body type. So So if you are like a Vata person who is thin and slim and always moving and hard to sit at one place and very dry, rough skin, hair, everything is rough and dry. Your joints are also very thin and slim. Hmm? You have tendency of forestopping or constipation. Hmm? Then you are a Vata person. Then there are different herbs. Hmm? So, for example, Shatavari is very good for Vata. It's calming, it's cooling. It's a type of asparagus. Uh-huh. Sparis. So Asparagus racemosus is the Latin name, and the name of in Ayurveda is Shatavari. Mm. Or there is also one herb called Ashwagandha. Which is very, very, Ashwagandha is a great adaptogen. It's very good for stress. And there are so many benefits with Ashwagandha. Mm? But Ashwagandha is also a little bit warming. Mm? So you have to, that is the reason you have to understand what is my body type. If I am Pitta, then maybe using Ashwagandha will aggravate that Pitta, will agitate me. Maybe I will be more energetic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Rather than relaxing, I will go out and maybe do so many things and it's hard to sleep at night. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So also, it's very important to understand what is my body type. But you can start with, before starting herbs, you can start with few simple things like adding ghee in the diet.
Ghee, that's the clarified
butter. So you can buy ghee or you can prepare at home. There are many really good recipes. They're very, very simple to do, prepare at home. So you can have ghee in the diet. You can add ghee in the golden milk, which will also help to relax. Mm-hmm. Then you can have spices like cardamom, nutmeg, also adding gurkmeya.
What did you say before?
Nutmeg, muscat. So adding these spices, which will also help, and doing oil massage. Mm? So oil massage is really also very good and very simple. You can do it at home every day. You can choose the type of oil you like.
Okay. Do you recommend any?
Yes. If you are a Vata, then I will recommend sesame oil. If you are like Pitta, then coconut oil, because coconut oil is cooling. If you are Kapha, then you need more than oil massage, you need dry massage. So maybe with rough glow, you can vigorously rub everywhere. It's because Kapha have this good fat and more chubby and heavy. So more like going towards stagnation. So it's good to do the dry massage. And then you can lightly apply sesame oil. That is good. But so oil massage is really relaxing and very good for reducing the stress. Also very important to note down if your stress burnout. Just note down or maintain your diary. Everyday diary, what you are going through, your thoughts. Because when you are burnout, you don't have energy to do even your day-to-day things. So maybe writing down things, how I feel today. Do I feel tired? Do I feel not so good with energy? Just write down how you feel. Just writing down, removing those thoughts on paper will also help to relax. Because Pittas have this, you will notice, Pittas have this always something want to achieve. So at night they will see, oh, I forgot to do this. And if they will not get up and do that, they feel, oh, I can't sleep because I have this in mind that I have to complete. So writing down that, okay, maybe I will write down. So keeping that diary on your bedside, just writing down things, what you have accomplished, what you need to do maybe at night and also in the morning. So that is a good thing. Oh. Mm. So few things you can add in your daily routine, and then you can add the herbs, Ayurvedic herbs. Because we use, many are using Shatavari, Ashwagandha, but I think it is important to understand what is my body type. Mm. So then you will have good benefit from those herbs rather than just using those herbs. So understanding body type and understanding also what is imbalanced in the body. If it is Vata, Pitta or Kapha.
What do you do for your stress to lower, for your stress? Oh. What's your habits?
So as I said, I have a good morning routine, good evening routine. So I give time for myself. Before I go in my kitchen and start my day, I always sit on my yoga mat and just focus on my breathing and maybe what I want to do during the day, how I feel today. Mm. Mm? And just breathe in, relax. Also during the day, when I feel stressed, just take the time and just close your eyes, breathe in and breathe out and relax. You feel instantly grounded, relaxed. Mm-hmm. And I also have this habit of like switching on and off. So if I want to sleep at night, I will say to myself, I'm not going to think about anything right now. It's time to go to bed and sleep. So I think you have to train your mind. Mm-hmm. To listen, okay, now it's time to just relax. Don't think about things, because it's always there are things that will be in back of your mind, okay, going through. But it's time, what you want to do right now. Okay, I'm going to talk with you right now. I'm not going to think about other things. If I'm going to eat, I'm going to eat right now. What is in front of me? So I think that is something very simple. It takes time, but if you can start slowly and maybe focusing on few things at a time, that helps.
Hmm. Oh, very good. And I think many people need to hear it, including me.
Also one thing, also I like to go for a run. Or if I'm not running, go for a walk in the nature. Mm. So it's my time, it's me time, like 1 hour, 45 minutes. I'm going to just think and maybe in the nature, not listen to anything.
Since you work with people, I ask this actually because I do too. I work as a coach. Yeah. How do you protect yourself, sort of? Do you have any tip for me? Because no. You get a lot of energies, but... by working with people.
Absolutely. You have to be really, really strong and positive from inside so that you will not absorb. Because it's like I always feel that there are so many negative things, or it's anger, irritation. People are throwing at you, but you have to be strong enough to not absorb, not take in. Because it's their problem what they are throwing out. It's not, I'm not the trash bin. I'm not going to take in. My body is pure. I'm not going to take in anything. So I have to, it's like focus on meditation and breathing. I think saying that again and again, but it is really important that starting with breathing practice and meditation, it helps to keep you strong from inside and positive.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do that once a
day. So it keeps you positive, and also looking at things and also in person, positive things, not the negative things, because that helps to motivate and go forward. Looking at things positively. Yeah. Okay, if this is something which is happening, I'm going to look what is going to be positive from that.
Exactly.
Because that is the way to go forward.
Yeah. Can you recommend someone I can interview in Prestationspodden?
Oh.
Maybe it's a hard question.
It's a hard question.
I should prepare.
But I have one friend I can suggest. It's her name is Vandana. Vandana Jain. She is a yoga teacher, yoga massage teacher also with Excel Sense, and she is here in Sweden. So I can recommend her name, Vandana.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Oh, this is so interesting. I think Ayurveda is good for Swedish people because we are not so grounded. I want to go and buy some sesame oil and start. Actually, I went to a woman who works with Ayurveda.
Okay.
I did that when my children was small. She had a practice near my flat at that time. And it was so nice. And she did an oil massage.
Yes.
And
so...
And many things she saw in me was very correct. I was also so impressed by how could she know. She said things like, well, you easily see how other people is doing. And she didn't know me, but she could tell by my pulse and my time.
Yes. So even in Ayurveda, we have great treatments for stress and burnout. For example, Shirodhara, Olyapupanan. So that is
it's fantastic.
It's really, really great treatment. So oil massage and Shirodhara is the two treatments I will recommend who are going through stress and burnout. And also people who want relaxation, they can try these treatments. They are really good. Because it's like, the chakra, Ajna chakra. So it goes directly here and it will relax your body and mind. So Shirodhara is really good treatment.
It got quiet.
Absolutely.
It's a treatment that you get oil on your
forehead.
When you lay down. It's like pouring on you. And it's like the head... Or the thoughts stops.
Yes,
sort of.
Correct.
So it's very good for me.
it's very, very relaxing treatment. Also, nasya, nose drops, which you can do it at home every day. It's also really good because Ayurveda says nose is the doorway of your brain. So for the nervous system to relax, nasya, nose drops is really, really good and relaxing. It's part of the daily routine, morning routine.
Nose oil?
Yes, so you can use sesame oil or you can buy the nasya nose drops in Ayurvedic shop. And you can use if you're using sesame oil at home, then you can have a dropper and put two drops in one nostril. Just breathe in and then close the nostril, put the two drops in the other nostril, breathe in. And that's it. It goes inward. So that is really good and relaxing treatment.
That's good. I have always
tapped
a bit problem breathing.
Yes. So so nose drops or nasya is the treatment for that. So that is something which every day you can do in the morning.
Oh, I will do that. And I will probably come to your practice in the future.
You're welcome.
Thank you for joining Prestationspodden. It's been so interesting and thank you
for inviting me, and it's such nice. It's a vast topic. I don't know if we have covered everything, but I tried to pinpoint Vata, Pitta, Kapha and the simple things that you can start like every day, and then you take it forward. So start slowly and see how your body react, and if you can do it, and then, because when you're stressed, it can be overwhelming to start so many things.
Exactly. I just wanted the listener to be introduced by Ayurveda, oh. and maybe they get curious to learn more.
So it's a lifestyle. When you start learning Ayurveda, it's a process. You learn about yourself in that process. So it's really good. It's everybody so should learn and should. Maybe it's a good start to learn and start with Ayurveda.
Oh, it sounds so nice. Thanks again. Maybe we see each other again.
Yes. Thank you and have a good summer.
Tack snälla för att du lyssnar. Och tack till alla er som har kommit med förslag på vem jag ska intervjua. Jag skulle behöva mer förslag faktiskt. Har du något så får du gärna mejla mig på caroline@prestationspodden.se. Och om ni verkligen vill göra podden en tjänst så gå in på iTunes, alltså på er podcaster-app och lämna 5 stjärnor eller ett omdöme. För då kommer podden synas och kunna hjälpa fler. Tack, tusen tack för att du lyssnar och ha en härlig vecka.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.